This is Jazz Night in America, and I'm Christian McBride. When I was a kid, my back-to-back TV schedule was Electric Company, Mr. Rogers, and Sesame Street. Between 1977 and probably 1981, I saw every single episode of Sesame Street. And to this day, who doesn't remember the Pointer Sisters singing Pinball Number Count?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
I saw Richard Pryor do the alphabet.
M said to Ann, "Oh!"
And Stevie Wonder jammed with Grover.
Hey, you know what?
You know what, Grover? What? You did it better than me.
But my favorite skit, Lefty the Salesman trying to sell something to Ernie. It's so funny.
This here invisible ice cream cone.
But when he creeps up on Ernie, that's a bass. Maybe that's also why I loved it so much. Bob Cranshaw on bass there, who'd played with Sonny Rollins and Dr. Billy Taylor. And this wouldn't be the only time jazz found its way on the Sesame Street. Even the show's theme. That's the Belgian jazz harmonica legend Toots Thielemans. Education and music work well together because songs can be both overtly educational or can simply be for fun. Sesame Street understands that, even to this day, 50 years and counting. This hour, we're going to dive into the music of Sesame Street through two vantage points. Trombonist Joe Feidler leads a wild band that interprets deep cuts from the Sesame Street songbook, and he's on the team that creates the music for each TV show broadcast.
All right, Q8. Oh, we know this one. This is the Sad Rudy Q. Can we do Chiles Second? Exactly. Comes on the
later this hour, we'll check out all of that. But first, in 2019, the Jazz and Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis did something they'd never done before. They invited the Sesame Street gang on stage. Quite literally, Wynton Marsalis.
We're used to seeing younger people in our hall, but it was just more fun. We have our extended family, and you know, Elmo is there, Nagout is there, Bert and Ernie, Big Bird, you know, come on, man, you gotta love Big Bird.
Hey, you can't forget about Hoots the Owl now.
Hey, what's up, everybody, man? This is Hoots the Owl. This is great, man. I was loving it. Someone save me a seat.
Don't worry, Hoots. Everyone's got a seat this hour. Here's Big Bird and the gang, backed by the Jazz and Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis. This is Sesame Street Theme.
Sunny day, sweeping the clouds away. On my way to where the air is sweet. Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street?
Hi, Big Bird!
That was Matthew Vogel as Big Bird, Ryan Dillon as Elmo, and Leslie Carrara Rudolph as Abby Cadabby. They were joined by the Jazz and Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis playing Sesame Street theme arranged by trumpeter Kenny Rampton. Kenny recalls sitting in the back of the band surrounded by Muppets.
It's not just one person with a puppet or a Muppet. It's sometimes two people are operating that character. And they're rolling around on these slider, you know, things. It's just amazing.
Picture this. The Count is joined by a choir of cows. You heard me, cows. For a performance of my jam, Pinball Number Count.
A 1, 2, 3, 4.
Sesame Street 50th birthday edition of Pinball Number Count, arranged by Carlos Enriquez. It featured solos by Wynton Marsalis on trumpet and Paul Nedzella on baritone saxophone.
It's not easy being green.
Sesame Street's first music director was Joe Raposo. He introduced us to countless songs, but this is probably his most recognized and most recorded.
When I think it might be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful like that.
Joe was an absolute musical genius in almost every genre. He was classically trained with Nadi Boulanger in Paris, and he played great jazz piano. He could play Broadway style great.
Chris Cerf was in his mid-20s when he joined the Sesame Street team for season one. He already knew Joe Raposo from their college days working on parody songs together at the Harvard Lampoon.
But the one thing he didn't know much about was R&B and rock and roll. He knew it, but he didn't ever really play that.
Cerf was the R&B guy. He'd go on to write more than 300 songs for Sesame Street.
We were doing 130 shows a year, think about that, and it was an hour long, so a heck of a lot of music. I did my first song back in 1972, which was Counted Higher, by the way. Kind of a twist and shout parody.
I'd like to know who told you you could stop at three.
Okay, let's head up here.
Inside Chris Cerf's home, his stairwell is filled with Sesame Street-related paintings and photographs.
One of my favorite photos that I have is of Paul Simon and Ladysmith Black Mambazo holding hundreds of, well, not hundreds, but dozens of rubber duckies. Here I am with Ernie, and here's Kermit and Miss Piggy on the town in New York. So here, there's Seiji Ozawa from the Boston Symphony conducting an orchestra of animals that I helped organize that piece. The All Animal Orchestra, it was called. I've had an awful lot of fun, as you can see.
And Chris says that since the beginning, the Sesame Street songwriters decided two things: that there would be many different styles of music, and that none of it would be kiddie music.
First of all, we wanted adults to watch with kids. The research shows that when they do, they talk with their kids about what was on the show, which means the kids learn more because there are lessons in all that music. Also, we wanted to have many different kinds of music just so kids would be exposed to it, no matter what their cultural background was.
One of Chris Cerf's personal highlights working on the show was getting to meet and work with his idols, like Little Richard.
I wrote a song for Rosita that was kind of like Lucille in that style. He asked me for some tips on how to play it, and I said, "You got to be kidding." And he said, "Well, I am. I don't need your help."
Chris remembers another song, this one born in 1968. Sesame Street creator Jim Henson worked to give a catchy melody a new life on children's TV.
Now that's a funny story. Menomina was not written for Sesame, but Jim actually heard that song in the score of an Italian softcore porn movie.
Menomina.
I'm not kidding. I remember the joy that a lot of us found when we heard that that's where that came from.
Menomina has gone on to become a phenomena. Let's hear a little bit of the Jazz and Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis doing their thing with the Muppet Classic. Bassist Carlos Enriquez, that was Menomina, played by the Jazz and Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis.
Oh, yes, Mr. Marsalis?
Today we have a very, very important lesson to learn.
That's Wynton on Sesame Street in 1998.
We're going to learn how to give Elmo an A. Now, Zoe, I'm not talking about the letter A. I'm talking about the musical note A, like this.
In Sesame Street's 50-year history, Wynton's appeared multiple times.
I was always honored to be on. Anything in front of kids, and you know the tradition of Sesame Street is such a benign tradition.
Wynton might be the jazz artist with the most appearances on the show, but he's not the first.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Back in the 70s, Lena Horne came on the show to sing the alphabet. And with kids by her side, Nina Simone sang her anthem, Young, Gifted, and Black.
Young, Gifted, and Black.
In the 80s, Herbie Hancock shared the wonder of the latest in music technology.
Could you just say your name into this microphone?
Tatiana Ali. Tatiana Ali.
Dizzy Gillespie blew his horn. And in the 90s, Bobby McFerrin dropped by to sing with the Birds.
Whoa, yeah!
Whoa, yeah!
Whoa, yeah!
Whoa, yeah!
Hoots the Owl manages the jazz club Birdland on the show.
I can't wait to get back there and start jamming with my friends at Birdland. Duck Ellington, he would always show up. Duck Ellington is the man. Well, he's a duck, but you know what I mean.
Hoots is talking about one particular episode when Wynton Marsalis appeared at Birdland. Hoots the Owl isn't just the Muppet manager of Birdland. Over the years, he's helped introduce kids to all facets of jazz culture.
Skiddly boop boop boop, skiddly boop boop boop, skiddly bop bop boop, skiddly bop bop boop.
Hoots is also a saxophonist.
Look, I'm in good company. I got John Coltrane and Jackie McLean and Hank Mobley and Cannonball Adderley and the Bird. Well, not this Bird, Charlie Parker.
Another sketch in Sesame Street history that featured both Hoots and Wynton Marsalis, Put Down the Ducky.
I'm also on the video of Put Down the Ducky. But I didn't know what I was dancing to. They told me just swing for, there was no music playing. So I wish I'd have known what the music was.
You gotta put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky. I love that tune, man. Let me tell you, man, anytime somebody on Sesame Street wants to learn to play the sax, they talk to Hoots. Ernie's a great student, you know what I mean? He had a little trouble putting down his rubber duck, but he's pretty good. But sometimes you got to remind folks, you got to be patient and focus on one thing at a time.
Let's hear Hoots and Ernie with Put Down the Ducky.
Excuse me, Mr. Hoots, I hate to bug a busy bird, but I want to learn the sax, and I need a helpful word. I always give a silly squeak when I play the blues.
Ernie keeps cool, I teach you how to blow the sax. I think I dig your problem, it's rubber and it quacks. You'll never find the skill you seek till you pay your dues. You gotta put down the ducky. Put down the ducky. Put down the duck, you gotta leave the duck alone. You gotta put down the ducky. Put down the ducky. Put down the ducky if you wanna play the saxophone. Of playing in the band. It's hard to play the saxophone with something in your hand. To be a fine musician, you're gonna have to face the facts. Oh, you bless the flying fingers when you wanna, well, you're stuck. But for the flying fingers that they're wrapped around a duck. Change the choice position if you wanna ace the sax. Yeah, put down the ducky. Put down the ducky. Put down the ducky. You gotta leave the duck alone. Put down the ducky. Put down the ducky. Put down the ducky. If you gotta leave the duck alone. Put down the ducky. Put down the ducky. Put down the ducky if you wanna play the saxophone. Thank you.
Down the Ducky, featuring saxophonists Sherman Irby and Ted Nash, with Peter Lenz as Ernie and Chris Thomas Hayes as Hoots the Owl. Coming up on Jazz Night in America, Ernie sings On Top of the Moon. I'm Christian McBride. I'm Christian McBride, and you're listening to Jazz Night in America. We're spending the hour celebrating 50 years of Sesame Street. Before the break, we heard Christopher Cerf's song, Put Down the Ducky. Chris Cerf says a lot of the songs he wrote for the TV show were born out of a curriculum. Put Down the Ducky taught kids about concentration. But Sesame Street's cultural value, that's what's most important.
Back in the 70s, it was really unusual to have a cast that had monsters and people of many races and ethnicities living together. That's something we would expect now, but then it was unusual. And I think that message is incredible.
Chris was in the audience for the big show at Jazz and Lincoln Center. After half a century of being in the Sesame Street family, he still can't believe what the puppeteers can do. One song, written by Jeff Moss, featured Ernie making his way all over the theater, up in the rafters, singing on the moon suspended above the stage.
I don't want to live on the moon. I think that's, in many ways, the most beautiful Sesame song of all, at least the most emotional. And I remember it was played right after Jim Henson passed away, very unexpectedly. And to hear Jim Henson's voice as Ernie singing that song is making me, in my mind, cry right now. I can't listen to that song without a tear. Just about friendship and how important that is compared to adventure.
Arranged by Wynton Marsalis, this is I Don't Want to Live on the Moon.
Well, I'd like to visit the moon on a rocket ship high in the air. Yes, I'd like to visit the moon, but I don't think I'd like to live there. Though I'd like to look down at the earth from above, I would miss all the places and people I love. So although I might like it for one afternoon, I don't want to live on the moon. I'd like to visit the jungle, hear the lions roar. Go back in time and meet a dinosaur. There are so many strange places I'd like to see, but none of them permanently.
So if I should visit the moon, well, I'll dance on a moonbeam, and then I will make a wish on a star, and I'll wish I was home once again. Though I'd like to look down at the earth from above, I would miss all the places and people I love. So although I may go, I'll be coming home soon, 'cause I don't want to live on the moon. No, I don't want to live on the moon.
That was Matthew Vogel as Big Bird, Peter Lenz as Ernie, and Leslie Carrara Rudolph as Abby Cadabby, singing I Don't Want to Live on the Moon. Now, for something a little different.
Hi, this is trombonist Joe Feidler, music director of arrangements and orchestrations for Sesame Street.
That's Joe's day job. He also gigs with his band, Open Sesame. Joe started the band in 2017, but he's been on the scene for decades. Everything from pit orchestras on Broadway, salsa bands, and experimental brass music, Joe does it all. With Open Sesame, the band re-examines some of the early lesser-known songs from the Sesame Street songbook.
The ones I think I brought, you know, back to life a little bit, that were some music from these animations.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I was really fascinated. There was these psychedelic colors and morphing shapes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
So those are the more obscure ones. As far as the songs, some are more popular than others, but maybe the least known is Has Anybody Seen My Dog?
Has anybody seen my dog?
There's a human puppet who lost his dog, and Super Grover comes to help him, and he runs off and comes back with a pig, and then he runs off and comes back with a chicken. There's a campiness to that that I really identify with as well.
Let's hear Joe Feidler's Open Sesame with Has Anybody Seen My Dog? I remember this song well. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Has anybody seen my dog?
Thank you.
Recorded live at the Jazz Gallery in New York City, Joe Feitler's Open Sesame playing Has Anybody Seen My Dog? Joe on trombone, Jeff Lederer on tenor saxophone, Stephen Bernstein on trumpet, Sean Conley on bass, and Michael Serene on drums.
I love pigeons, and I love how they walk. And I've created a really cool dance called Doing the Pigeon.
That's Bert singing and dancing to Doing the Pigeon.
And dancing a little smidgen.
It originally appeared on Sesame Street in 1973. Since then, it's had many lives. My personal favorite is this version of Doing the Pigeon from Sesame Street Fever.
Do it, the pigeon.
Enough of that disco. Let's hear Joe Feitler's Open Sesame. Recorded live at the Jazz Gallery, this is Doing the Pigeon.
Thank you.
Doing the Pigeon, played here by trombonist Joe Feiler and his band Open Sesame. After the break, we'll stop by the studio and hang with Joe to see how he makes the Sesame Street music for broadcast.
Money. Let's do Q3. This is Timpani only.
I'm Christian McBride, and you're listening to Jazz Night in America. We'll keep the music going and more music from the band Open Sesame. Here's their take on the Sesame Street theme.
Thank you.
Sesame Street theme, played here by Joe Feitler's Open Sesame. Jeff Lederer on tenor saxophone, Stephen Bernstein on trumpet, Sean Connolly on bass, and Michael Serene on drums, and Joe Feitler on trombone. Joe lives in the Sesame Street world. He not only plays older Sesame Street music in a jazz context, he works to create the music you hear on Sesame Street today.
So we need to build 11 more bars of that material. Okay. Yeah. And then that should line up right to the button.
Instead of a house band like Late Night, the Sesame Street TV show music is assembled like film scoring. Joe writes all kinds of cues. Heavy metal. Country western. Classical.
Polkas. I mean, like, klezmer, big band. We did full big. We do full with overdubs, even though I play all four trombone parts. And we have... I don't even know where else. Almost anything you could think of, we've done, for sure.
Joe says the hardest part of the gig is keeping it fresh.
We always have a little bit of the Sesame Street theme, and I think I've done like 260 episodes, so...
And it has to be different every time?
It's different. It's handmade to each one.
Joe sees one common thread that flows through all his work. From writing for Sesame Street to his own bands.
Part of what music is fundamentally, globally, throughout its history, is fun. It's okay, you could be serious and have your musical skill set impeccable and still have it be fun. And that's not a cop-out, and that's not selling yourself out, and that being too serious doesn't make it any better. There's a way of connecting with people that has, it's so much deeper than some serious stuff. And I think, what we're trying to do in the music at Sesame and my own ideas about music, I think that, I hope that resonates because that's where more I'm coming from.
Joe Feitler is an absolute master at what he does. He's a perfectionist. He's one of the most intuitive people I've ever come across in every way. You have a conversation with Joe, he starts finishing your sentences. He's so in tune with who he's working with and what he's doing. He's a gift to the world.
Kenny Rampton is one of the musicians Joe employs to help with scoring. While we were hanging in the studio, Kenny was tracking some of his trumpet parts.
I think we got that.
Kenny not only plays in the Sesame Street band on TV, he's also a member of the Jazz and Lincoln Center Orchestra. Kenny's two worlds collided on stage at Jazz and Lincoln Center. He arranged a new take on Elmo's song.
Before I even had the gig with Sesame Street or Jazz Lincoln Center, I used to play that song to my son from the time he was 1 year old. I'd be practicing at home, and he'd come up to me while I was practicing and take the trumpet down, say, "No, play Elmo's song." He wouldn't let me practice unless I played Elmo's song for him. So that's a song that, you know, I hold near and dear to my heart because I just have history with my own son through that song.
You ready, Elmo?
Ready as Elmo's ever gonna be, Mr. Kenny.
All right, well, let's hit it then. Here we go.
Yes!
This is Elmo's song.
This is the song, la la.
That is a great song.
Oh, well, thank you. You know what? Elmo just thought of a new verse.
New?
New, baby, new verse.
I don't know. Let's hear it.
You ready?
I'm ready.
That was Elmo's song, featuring Ryan Dillon as Elmo and Wynton Marsalis on trumpet. It was arranged by Kenny Rampton.
Sesame Street has been on television for 50 years.
That's Kenny.
It's the longest running show in the history of the United States. That's unbelievable. You know, I hope it lasts forever. It teaches children about basics of the alphabet and counting and things like that, but it also teaches kids about empathy and about community and about things that matter to the spirit and to the soul.
We'll go out with one more song from the Jazz and Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis. With Ryan Dillon as Elmo and Chris Thomas Hayes as Hoots the Owl, and arranged by Marcus Prenup, this is It Feels Good When You Sing a Song.
Sing a song about sunshine. Sing a song about taking a walk in the rain. Sing a song about daytime. Why not sing about taking a ride on a train? You can't go wrong when you're singing a song.
Really?
Yeah, sing it loud, sing it strong. It feels good when you sing a song. Sing a song about birds and plants and bees and ants and anything that comes along.
Sing a song about laughing or crying, a banana or a lion. Sing a song about the short or the tall,
the big and the small, or anything at all. Sing a song about moonbeams.
Yeah! Sing a song about coconuts in your head.
Sing a song about daydreams.
Daydreams. Sing a song about orange, yellow, blue, or red.
You'll never lose. Sing it high, sing it low.
Fast, sing it slow.
It feels good when you sing a song. Yeah. Everybody clap your hands. Here we go, baby.
We'd like to extend sincere thanks to Sesame Workshop for permission to use excerpts of their concert at Jazz and Lincoln Center. The Jazz and Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis performance came from Blue Engine Records' release of the Swingin' Sesame Street Celebration. The full performance featuring the Jazz and Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis and the Sesame Street Muppets will debut October 30th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on PBS stations nationwide. Check your local listings for details.
You can't go wrong when you're singing a song. Sing it high, sing it low.
Sing it fast, sing it slow.
Sing it happy, sing it sad.
Oh, thank you so much, everybody. Boy, that was lots of fun.
Jazz Night in America is a production.
Excuse me.
Hey, who?
Hey, Christian. Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt. Hey, do you mind if I get a little taste of the credits?
Please, come on. Go right ahead. Let's do some trading. I'll kick it off. Jazz Night in America is a production of WBGO, Jazz Lincoln Center, and NPR Music.
The music from Jazz at Lincoln Center was recorded by Rob McCumber and James Nichols. The music from the Jazz Gallery was recorded by Edward Gavin.
Shout out to Shaniqua Martin, Aaron Bisman, Britt Edwards, and Samantha Kennedy at Sesame Workshop, and Kathleen Dunn at Penguin Random House.
This episode was written and produced by Alex Arif. The team includes Trevor Smith, Sarah Kirsten, and Sarah Gelletti.
Saraya Muhammad is our project manager. Our technical director is David Tallickson.
Kate Simon is the senior producer.
Lauren Anke is the senior director for NPR Music.
Executive producers are Gabrielle Armand and Anya Grunman.
I'm Christian McBride.
And I'm Hoots. Thanks, Christian. Hey, how'd I do, man? How was that? It was pretty good, right?
How'd you do? You nailed it. Come back anytime, Hoots.
And maybe I should go into the radio business, huh?
Oh, wait a minute now.